AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. His daughter Caroline says President John F. Kennedy understood the power of an idea.
The moonshot speech has become perhaps his best-known legacy.
At the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston, President Biden is talking about his moonshot idea, wiping out cancer.
Cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Beating cancer is something we can do together, and that's why I'm here today.
The president says the cancer moonshot is one of the reasons he ran for president. Scotland is saying goodbye to Queen Elizabeth.
Most of us cannot recall a time when she was not our monarch.
The Queen died at Balmoral Castle. Her coffin is at St. Giles Cathedral. The public is getting a chance to say their goodbyes. Church of Scotland moderator Ian Greenshields delivered a homily at a memorial service.
Today we mourn her passing, but we also celebrate the long and happy reign that we experienced with her.
The Queen's funeral will be a week from today in London. Ukrainian troops have reclaimed a wide swath of territory from Russia and pushed all the way back to the northeastern border in some places. The Ukrainian military is also reporting capturing many Russian soldiers. Police in Canada have arrested a man after one person was shot dead, two others were injured. Police had earlier issued an emergency alert to phones saying they were investigating an active shooter in and around Toronto. Police issued an alert after two shootings. Joseph Hazelwood, the captain of the Exxon Valdez that grounded on Alaska's Bligh Reef in 1989, causing one of the nation's worst oil spills, has died. A nephew confirmed to the New York Times that Joseph Hazelwood died of cancer at the age of 75 in July after struggling with the coronavirus and cancer. This is AP News. European Union officials are okaying a new coronavirus booster.
The European Medicines Agency has recommended the authorization of a tweaked booster dose of Pfizer's BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. The updated version will include protection against two of the latest versions of Omicron as countries look to bolster their immunization programs ahead of winter. The combination booster will target both the original COVID-19 virus as well as the subvariants BA4 and BA5 and should trigger a safe, effective immune response. According to the World Health Organization, the BA5 version is responsible for most of the COVID-19 spreading globally. I'm Norman Hall.
Georgia has reclaimed the top spot in the Associated Press college football poll. Oklahoma State, Kentucky, and Arkansas moved into the top 10 after an upset-filled weekend. The defending national champion Bulldogs started the season at number 3 in the AP Top 25. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.